Radio. I'm your host, Doug Owen. As always, it's the 21st day of August, 2016. We are here. The last days of summer are upon us. The kids are going back to school next week. So that brings us to interesting topics. Vaccines, by one account, is going to be... it's interesting. I mean, just to see how much propaganda is being put out there by the, you know, big pharma companies that use fear to market, just like most people, to consumers out there. So we're going to get into that. There's a new infographic to counter some of the, you know, conspiracy theories that are out there today surrounding vaccinations and some of the potential dangers of vaccinating. So the war on your body, the supplements this week saw a huge target put on their back by the FDA. Recently, the FDA has been really expanding its authority. It's going to be interesting to see how a lot of this plays out in the courts. But a lot of things that are happening in the background. I mean, I don't know how many people are still paying attention to the presidential election. I think that we have really two people that are so polarizing. For the most people, it's either a love, hate, or hate worse relationship. You know, just staggeringly deaf is the mainstream media to anything that may disqualify Hillary Clinton to be fit for president. Pretty much one-sided attacks on the you know, comments of Donald Trump. Like them, hate them, repulsed by them. I'm just disinterested. I think a lot of you are as well. So there's that out there, the 2016 presidential election. I feel almost that it's obligatory just to say something about it. But Dr. Drew, you remember Dr. Drew? He used to have a show called Love Lines with Adam Carolla. And it was pretty graphic, but it really spun Adam Carolla into notoriety, into fame. And according to iTunes, he has the number one podcast out there, period. The most downloaded audio file on the planet, or at least in America, or the Western world. So anyway, Dr. Drew would talk about, you know, herpes, anal sex, some really horrific stuff. Adam Carolla provided color commentary, and he also used that fame as the character Dr. Drew, and started that celebrity rehab show, or you know, starred on it. Didn't go so well for some. Some it went pretty well for. Some of those people died, but you can't blame Dr. Drew for every heroin addict out there that seeks treatment. No matter how awesome you are, you can't solve everybody's problems. So I give him a pass there. A lot of people don't. But, you know, when it comes to qualifications for doctors, I think he's probably right up there with the majority of them. So anyway, he had a pretty scathing comment about Hillary Clinton's health. And that's something that the mainstream media absolutely just does not want to address. Really, any of the shortcomings of Hillary Clinton, her policy. We always hear about Donald Trump and his foreign policy. And by all accounts, it looks pretty similar to Hillary Clinton. So, you know, when it comes right down to it, you know, Henry Kissinger, the Brookings Institute, those think tanks are mechanisms of the Republican and Democratic Party, and they are entrenched. There is no anti-war party in the two-party system. There is no pro-freedom party in the two-party system, and I hope more people are catching on to that. You know, you just have to be a little discerning. So, you know, we might as well talk about vaccines for a moment. I'm a father, soon to be of two. Two boys. Pretty excited about that. That's a revelation that I received this week, that we have a baby boy at the 20-week sonogram. So happy to share that. My son is ecstatic about becoming a big brother. And something near and dear to my heart is my children and what people want to mandate we put into them. Many new and only somewhat tested drugs. I'm not a virologist. Just FYI, disclaimer, full disclosure, when it comes to the effectiveness of vaccines, I have a long thought approach to the vaccines that we have today versus the mythology, the actual vaccines themselves, introducing, you know, a small part of something to build your resistance to it, immunizing yourself. In a lot of ways is something that the human body does. And most people think that, you know, that is fundamentally what a vaccine is. Now you have live viruses, non-live viruses. You have all sorts of synthetic chemicals. You have preservatives. You have detergents. You have embryonic fluid from chicken yolk, eggs, all sorts of other products. And I mean, if you just think of it in a rational way, with any kind of discernment, you come to the conclusion that even if vaccine manufacturers had the most altruistic and mind you, not corporate profit driven agenda, which, you know, that's really at the crux of it. I mean, a lot of people kind of take it to a global conspiracy to, you know, eradicate and depopulate the world. Part of a eugenics campaign that was well and alive in this country and may still be to this day. In a lot of places, it absolutely is. There is no doubt about that, not just in the Western world. But when it comes to whether or not they can produce a product that could suit every person in America, millions of us, the obvious answer is no. It absolutely cannot. I mean, you look at the SSRIs, different antidepressant drugs. I mean, they are, the doctors themselves don't know exactly how they may affect people, their thought processes, and they sure don't know how it will affect them in 20 years. So when it comes to a lot of new science, new technology, new things that are being introduced, you know, I look at it in two ways. You know, I'm a grown adult. I've probably consumed so many sawdust and arsenic laden chicken McNuggets, cheap, horrible food throughout my 20s. Most people that you find at Papa John's are young, so when you can eat that stuff and it seemingly has no you know, effect on your body, your metabolism's still high. I mean, I ate grotesque amounts of crappy food in my life. And I feel like today, here at 38, I'm still relatively healthy. Even if I died tomorrow, which I hope I don't, had a relatively long run here on planet Earth, or at least, you know, about as half, longer than some. So, longer than a lot of people here on planet Earth. So, you know, regardless of all those bad, horrible health choices, I'm still here today. But when you take a baby that's neurologically developing, especially in the first, you know, 2 to 3 years, and you inject them with chemicals, you know, there may or may not be side effects from or visible or, you know, very rarely quantifiable problems, neurological issues that can arise. I mean, there's just so many of them that can be completely undetected. And to think that, you know, that is, you know, tried and true science, especially with, you know, I saw, what was it, 2 weeks ago, big push to start vaccinating pregnant mothers for pertussis or whooping cough, something that was assumingly ostensibly eradicated in the Western world, is come back and, you know, with modern medicine, you know, with antibiotics, very few people die from whooping cough. Far from a pandemic. But brand new vaccines, testing those vaccines, you become the guinea pig. And that's what is frustrating about it, because when you, you know, just think about it with somewhat, you know, I guess, skeptical eyes, it's pretty obvious. So the government, the World Health Organization, and manufacturers of vaccines have been quick to counter. Let me see if I can find this. I had it up before the show. And anyway, it's an infographic that you can find at blacklistednews.com if you just probably put infographic. And it's all of the responses, the counterpoints, the auto rebuttal that doctors, healthcare workers, people that are, you know, pushing vaccines, nurses, all of the people that you see on a daily basis in the healthcare world can have readily available. Now, it's pretty funny. I mean, I guess people are, you know, you're not going to whip out that infographic right in front of them. So you have to go back and do a little studying. But the responses to what should be pretty, you know, passe questions. I mean, obvious questions. What about thimerosal? You know, people talk about thimerosal, and that's just one of probably potentially thousands, if not tens of thousands, of chemicals that are in the many hundreds of variants of vaccines that you can get today. So, there is a definite war to dispel conspiracy theories about chemtrails. The U.S. government is taking a hard-handed approach. Now the World Health Organization is doing the same. And I saw some of the latest coverage. I didn't clip it, but KXAN, which is one of our local TV, I think it's the Fox. It doesn't matter. It's one of the mainstream media outlets here, was doing an in-focus story on which schools in the Austin, Round Rock, Central Texas area have the most unvaccinated children. Oh my goodness. You know, the whole notion of this herd immunity is probably the biggest red flag for the nostalgia, the mythology around vaccines and how effective they are, when you look at the just dismal results of these vaccines. I mean, time and time again, you hear about half of the people that get the chicken pox, or they get the measles during one of these outbreaks. You know, the media always hypes it up. There's a huge outbreak of measles. Watching the Brady Bunch just this week, and they had the chicken pox measles party episode. So you realize how differently we felt about, you know, some of these potentially debilitating diseases. I mean, you know, mumps and measles, they are not to be mitigated. They are pretty dangerous. My uncle was deaf because during my grandmother's pregnancy with him, she had the German measles, the red measles. And anyway, had some neurological side effects. So just like the Zika scare here, you had those kind of things that were happening, 65 years ago. I don't dismiss that, maybe some of these diseases, a lot of these diseases have been eradicated due to vaccines and vaccinating certain populations, but not this huge, broad approach. So anyway, the herd immunity is like the backstop. It's the gap filler for the argument surrounding pro-vaccine, pro-vaccination. And I'm not even that anti-vaccination as when it comes to people that are, you know, 5 years old or older. You know, back to all of the horrible chemicals that I've put in my body. I don't think, and you don't see a lot of reports of neurological side effects in people that are, you know, post-pubescent. The older you are, the less likely they'll have a long-term noticeable effect. So I'm not endorsing vaccines, obviously. I'm very critical, and anything that you're putting into your body, you should do a lot of research on. And that's really where my problem lies, is that if you do have questions, if you do you know, want to know more about the products that you're buying, the things that you're being asked, if not forced, by government to put into your body and into your children's body, you know, this dismissive here's the infographic approach to making you sound like a kook just because you want to be informed, just because you want to have more information. Look at long-term studies, you know, scientific proof that these things are safe. They are effective. And if they're not, you know, give me a reasonable expectation. I mean, a lot of these inserts, a lot of the times if you bother to read, they say, yeah, 1 in 1,000 people that get this shot, X, whatever it may be, drug, may die. I mean, you see the drug commercials all the time on the television that just have these run on 30-second to 1-minute disclaimers about all of the horrific S that can happen to you if you take this drug. This drug may get rid of your eczema, but it might give you, you know, 15 other horrible plague-esque problems. Maybe, you know, you can get rock hard from Viagra, but it may make you see blue. It may make you want to kill yourself. It may make you throw up. Well, it's a lot of maze. So do you think that vaccines are any different? Absolutely not. Some vaccines might not be right for you. So that's the real issue. And I think that's what, you know, when I convey to people, most people can get that. You know, it's not that you think of vaccine manufacturers like any manufacturer of products. Look at Volkswagen. I don't know how many millions of Volkswagen turbo diesels and other makes and models. They rigged the computer systems to say that the environmental output, on these, you know, the CO2 emissions, all of that, it's monitored. That, you know, it was much less than, or actually, it changed. It made the motor just burn more efficiently during that time. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of people appreciated the gas mileage and other things that they got out of their Volkswagens during that time. So, it, you know, is Volkswagen an evil, evil corporation? Well, I mean, Hitler did design the Volkswagen bug. So, and you know, that ironically has become like a symbol of, you know, the peace, hippie, progressive kind of movement. So, but, you know, the Volkswagen's no different than Merck, Pfizer, Syngenta, any of these other companies, DuPont, Philip Morris. They're now getting into the vaccine business. Yeah, I said it, Philip Morris. Anyway, all right. Yeah, check out the infographic at blacklistednews.com if you want to chuckle, or the next time you debate somebody, you'll have all of their talking points. So, it's always about countering the narrative. We'll continue to do that on the other side. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was a teenage anarchist, put the politics into convenience in the depths of the humanity.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Yes, the World Health Organization has a counterpoint to the deniers, vaccine deniers. You can do this in public. Jeffrey Jackson actually has the infographic. We have it there. And he writes, the endlessly increasing vaccine push on the public at the behest of pharmaceutical companies can be looked at as nothing more than a psychological operation, a.k.a. PSYOP. From the European Regional Office of World Health Organization comes the 2016 Best Practice Guidance First Edition, How to Respond to Vocal Vaccine Deniers in Public. That's right. Shout you down. No longer can they remain silent and relevant. From this guide, parents and communities will understand how to see through simplistic messaging maneuvers and, counter it. So, pretty interesting stuff. The FDA is going after supplements, nutrients, providers, people that are making, health claims about it, even cherries. I saw an article this week about a cherry farmer saying that, antioxidants and, other organic compounds in raw organic cherries are good for your health. The FDA having none of that, at all. Okay, it's not just the war on cannabis. We heard about the Schedule II reconfirmment of the scheduling of cannabis. It's not just them. Any plant that's out there, anything that can be grown, that cannot be commodified, that cannot be synthesized, that's not part of really, a plastic or petroleum basis, if it really can't kill you, then it's of no use. Kratom. I don't know how many of you are familiar, but it's a derivative or cousin kind of to caffeine. Not an expert, not an endorser, but it's just another leaf plant that the FDA and several states are going after now. So it's not just supplements. It's not just those people. Operation Choke Point has been getting a little attention, and that is going after what the government considers undesirable businesses, gun stores, pornographers, webcam girls, cigar manufacturers, makers. That's an industry that I had to quickly exit because of pending FDA regulation, ridiculous regulation that seems one-sided. We talked a lot about it last week, going after raw milk farmers and the like. So you see where the intention or the focus is by the FDA, but it's not a shocker. This came from the Alliance for Natural Health USA. The long-awaited revision of the FDA guidance rules for new supplements is finally here, and it's very bad news. Highest level action alert. And if you go to blacklistednews.com, you can click on that. And they have a great way that you can get a hold of your representative and send them a quick note. It didn't stop the FDA regulations. But people, if you send your government a note, they will send you an auto response. So when people say government is not responsive, that's not true. Technically, it's auto responsive. Anyway, what we're dealing with here is whether supplement industry is allowed to innovate and create new supplements. The FDA is working as usual on behalf of the drug industry, says no. And, they're not always working on behalf of another industry. They're working on behalf of themselves and the continued expansion of their regulatory powers. And it's just more of a standing army here in the U.S. These guys are locked and loaded, armed to the teeth, going after people that dare sell herbs of any sort beyond cannabis. You're not safe if you're growing basil in this country. At some point, they're coming for you. So whether or not you can create a compound, Onnit Labs, Joe Rogan promotes it, and it's actually the guy, Aubrey, I can't think of his last name, Aubrey, something or other that owns Onnit Labs, and they have a lot of, brain stimulation stuff, different compounds that, affect you in a lot of different ways. That they proclaim, that have other effects, positive effects, whether it's making you think faster, more cognitive awareness, relaxation, blah, 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 whatever it is that people want to feel, there's a pill for you. And, there are a lot of people that are compounding and making different combinations of more organic things, plants, other non-chemicals, more, like I said, organic stuff, roots, herbs, all sorts of things like that. And they're marketing those as, different products that can benefit people. The big problem is, I can make a pill and give it to you and say it does a lot of things. A lot of people do that. That's an unfortunate problem with a free market in a free society is where people get to make bad decisions. So the government's there to help guide you to all of their corporate sponsors. What a quinky-dink. Talk more about it on the other side. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton.
And I say, hey, 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 living like we're renegades. Hey, 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 living like we're renegades, renegades.
Welcome back. We dare to apply logic to some of the things, the narratives, the PR pushes that are just being thrust upon the American people, especially. It's not just, you know, selling us down the river into perpetual endless debt and somewhere between here and oblivion. Both candidates can do that. There's no point in arguing where the country is headed for a lot of people. And I think that that's kind of one of the, I don't know, unique things about this show. It's really, it's pretty low key. We have a few thousand listeners, and I say that about 10,000 listeners per episode, which is humbling. And I thank all of you for being part of the show. Same time, pretty limited hangout for people in the know. So a lot of preaching to the choir. So I appreciate your time letting me rant and rave to some of the more moderate people out there about vaccines, nutritional supplements, some of the things that the FDA. Government wants to regulate, and understanding the business and the environment. You know, living free is living dangerously, and people have to understand that. But how dangerous? Do you want the government to let you know that XYZ pill that says that it's going to do all of these things, it's going to make you smarter, better, more energetic, more healthy? Do you want the stamp of approval by a semi-autonomous organization? probably better than you get in a lot of other countries, you know, where you have tiger paw and other, you know, things that are ground into pills that people believe give them, you know, strength and girth and stamina. You know, as evil as Pfizer may be with their very profitable model of selling erectile dysfunction supplements themselves, the side effects to a lot of people are worth it. It's absolutely worth it to see blue to some people. So who am I to say that they shouldn't have that and enjoy those kind of things? But, I mean, that's what it really comes down to. You should be able to opt out of vaccinating yourself and or your children, because if vaccines are so great and so many other people have them, they shouldn't have to worry about you because they have their vaccine. And that's a logic that, you know, that will make you a quote unquote denier. Do you want to be that guy? Do you want to be the denier? Obviously, it's very hard to be that guy. And I try to, you know, be pretty moderate when talking about these issues, because quite frankly, I mean, there's plenty of stuff you could point people to on the internet, lots of you know, articles, research. Most people don't want to be overwhelmed with that. And that's why I kind of have a baseline approach. I'm not a virologist. I don't bring people on that, you know, are experts in the health and medical fields, because, you know, it's kind of boring. And so the commentary and the common sense approach that most people will take is probably more valuable, because let's be honest, most people are going to believe their favorite doctor. Most people believe their favorite lawyer. And it's really hard to pull people back. I don't waste time trying to tell people who they should vote for between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's not even a discussion worth getting into. You know, one of the things that's changing every day is the model, the medium of media itself. And so you see this poll. I saw headlines on InfoWars about if Hillary Clinton is elected, she's going to go after the alternative news. She's going to shut down Breitbart, all of these other conservative websites. They're going to have a ministry of truth, and they're going to have something, you know, like an actual government officialdom for news reporting. And when you dig into it, it's not quite that, but, you know, she is definitely not a big fan of free media. And, you know, there's very few models to get free. There is no model to get a free, unbiased, corporate controlled type of narrative or reporting without subscriber models. You know, newspapers used to have a lot of anonymity. They could, you know, report dangerous things. They didn't have to worry about corporate sponsors because they had physical paper subscribers that were paying them monthly, and that recurring revenue along with advertising was a really, you know, steadfast model to get at least. I mean, of course, there's, you know, Hearst Publishing, all the you know, all of that, and of course local papers, no matter how independent, always have their own agenda, and the writers themselves, everybody has a bias, everybody has an agenda. But the model's changed. And so internet browsing today is at a point where you're having ad wars. You know, advertising is the worst model out there. Most people hate it. They hate advertisements. They hate being sold things that they don't want. But advertising revenue is a model that may or may not be around in the next few years. We hear a lot about the sharing economy, time sharing, Bitcoin, other monetary systems, not state run systems, and other ways to produce goods without producing people that are consumers. You're supposed to be working in the interest of the listener, of the viewer, of the reader. Always. That should be paramount. But how do you do that when you have commercial advertising? So one of the things a lot of people have done when it goes to, when you know, to save their bandwidth, to maintain anonymity, to protect themselves from pop-ups, viruses, malware, a lot of nasty things that may be waiting for you on the end of that shortened link. People install ad blockers. There's a few of them. There's Ghostry. There's Adblocker, Adblocker Plus. Some of them are add-ons for your browser. Some of you guys are super technical, have Ubuntu servers and actually blacklist IP addresses of known ad servers. And there's ad servers out there that are available that make it basically so that your browser won't even look at those advertisements. And so for maybe about 10% of the people decide to use blacklisted news, they use ad blockers. And you know, it presents a problem because the model of advertising that we have is that we you know, serve banner ads, which for better or worse, that are pretty non-intrusive, easy to navigate away from. And we've tried to have a pretty ethical model of not bombarding people with ads and pop-ups and stuff that chases you around the screen. You know, you want the user's experience to be, because you're your user yourself. You want it to be pretty seamless. You don't want it to crash people's browsers. You don't want it to blow up their video card. And so, you know, we've had a pretty balanced approach. So one of the things that I did this week, I've been working on for quite a while, is an option for people that use those ad blockers to be able to go to the website and basically receive a pop-up or maybe a banner, embed it in the website that basically says, you know, hey, we get it. You have an ad blocker installed. You can support the website, look at it free of charge along with other websites for $1.99 a month. Or, you know, it'd be really cool if you just whitelist us with your ad blocker since you're getting free content, you know. You could just, you know, load a couple ads. And so it was kind of a social experiment just to see what would happen. If you go to blacklistednews.com right now, there's a pretty lengthy response. And I wrote an article talking about the response to basically having this ad blocker on the website literally for 2 or 3 hours today. I think from 12 noon to about 2 o'clock. So that puts it right at two. Well, actually it was East Coast. So it was 3 hours. People were just emailing me. Oh my God, how dare you ask me for anything? Your site is really, you know, some low blows. There's nothing I can't get at other places. This will never work. You're not remaining relevant. You're blah, 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 blah. Other people that have services where they don't really recognize that they're using an ad blocker, like Readability, probably shocked and don't understand that they have an ad blocker. So the outpour, the overall response was hugely negative. And so we decided to dismiss this trial run, this social experiment, but it brought up a lot of interesting thoughts. And I was most interested in the comments about people providing alternative solutions or alternative business models to blacklisted news. So it's interesting because these old models are being destroyed. And I get it. Things that I'm doing today are not going to be relevant 5-10 minutes from now. Things that used to be a norm will be the exception. And things that used to be the exception, they become the norm. And so, you know, I think it's interesting because it, you know, brings up this broader debate of whether or not we are remaining relevant. Because as a pre-Plato philosopher, Hercules, I think is how you say it, said, the only constant in this world is change. And it's true. It's true. So I find it really interesting because I know a lot of people listen to this network and be really happy if the donations equaled the amount of revenue that was required to run it 24 hours a day. I would love to have 10,000 subscribers that would pay 50 cents a month to Blacklisted News, just so that they could get the content and appreciate the effort that I put into it. But it's an unreasonable business model. People were just, I would never give you a penny to read your website. Oh my God. And you just realize how people don't have a lot of people, not everyone. We got some great comments. Don't let me make this a complete negative, because there was a lot of people that actually did sign up, did decide to move forward with, paying $1.99 to continue to browse the website ad-free. Regardless of whether we put this firewall up or not, people would still, enjoy using their ad blockers, reading the website relatively ad-free. You realize, it's people, you would think if we are in an era, and we absolutely are, it's not a matter of whether we think we are, but we are in an era of an information war that is happening each and every day. That's the reality of competing ideas and competing products that we have for people out there. Don't get it wrong. Sean Hannity has a product. Rush Limbaugh has a product. MSNBC has a product. The alternative media has products. The only caveat to that is that they are a breath of fresh air compared to the other commercial advertisers that would absolutely never support independent media. So, you're supporting other people that support renegades when it comes right down to it, when you support those advertisers. At some point, there has to be a different model. The sharing model, the new economy, capitalism. I read really interesting piece about, the ever-expanding necessity that capitalism creates, always creating. And I think the argument is actually kind of moot and doesn't make sense unless you're looking at, corporate interest-driven profits and, the entire usury system that we have today. So don't get capitalism and crony Marxist central government, creation of wealth intertwined. There's definitely a lot of different philosophies as to how much or how little government regulation there should be. And that's what, I try to convey, is that living dangerously is living free. Say it once again, it is. Do you have the right to make decisions? Does the government know best all the time? And many times people do things. This is my rebuttal to anarchists. People do things that are at their own disinterest a lot of the time, depending on situation and mental clarity. People do things that are not good for short-term gain, even though, people are destructive to themselves. And to think that people are always pragmatic, that makes you a crazy person. There's one thing I know, is that people don't always do what you expect them to do. And that is really what it means to be human. You're not going to do, there's always the X factor in something, some grand equation. It's probably one of the things that slows down globalist plans to unite the world under one centralized infrastructure or one huge global banking system. We might talk about some of the schisms that we see in that, especially with regards to Turkey warming to Russia and China, Erdogan hanging out with Vladimir Putin. The anti-Putin, anti-Russian politics are so thick when it comes to Hillary Clinton's emails, DNC emails. All the media can talk about is, how Donald Trump is working with the Russians and blah, 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 blah. Just kind of nonsensical things in the background. A lot of speculation, a lot of things. Oh, I heard the Julian Assange interview with the guy, the NPR guy, this week, the Morning Edition host. And you know, basically, do you feel like you were upsetting, you're challenging the validity of the U.S. elections by allowing a foreign state actor to influence? He's like, you haven't read the 20,000 emails that talk about how horrifically contrived the DNC was with the mainstream media pushing for Hillary and doing everything it could to even attacking the Jewishness of Bernie Sanders, who has gone off into the sunset now. Of course, they don't want to talk about that. Bernie does want to talk about his new $600,000 summer home. Because each and every one of you out there deserves a $600,000 summer home. Yeah, he probably doesn't think that. Anyway, quick break, final segment. Your comments are welcome. Text me, 512-222-3067.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Blacklisted Radio. Yeah, that's why I think they're so worried about Donald Trump. They don't know if he can navigate the careful, dangerous political relationship that we have with the Chinese and the interdependence that has been created through neoliberalism, whether or not that will be able to be, you know, massaged. And of course, all those Republicans and Democrats want to get their hand into the pie, of course. I mean, if you look at Hillary Clinton, she has done really, really well for herself. Millions upon millions of dollars, not only for her, but wink, wink, her very virtuous, altruistic donation slush fund, which is the Clinton Global Initiative. So, you know, there's no confusing, I think, people that are slightly aware of the absolute corruption, cronyism, the revolving door between Wall Street, the Pentagon, K Street, which is AKA the Jewish Mafia, and the military-industrial complex, all of these groups that are vying for relevance and further expansion, more profit, more reasons to use their products. You know, it becomes part of like this, you know, cycle that you see of consumerism, whether it's vaccines, whether it's your right to take pills. Do you need to know? Do you have the right to know? And if you ask, or do you trust that person to compound something for you? Do you have the right to drink raw milk? Do you have the right to do as you wish, or to refuse to comply a government that you find to be somewhat tyrannical? Do you have an option? Those are the kind of things that really do matter, and they're repeated theme that you see in life, the battle for free will, if you will. And I don't think it's global enslavement. I think that it's, well, maybe I do think it's global enslavement. The more I think about it, it's definitely a system where you have people that have representation through power and money. And if you don't want that, if you don't want people to be able to have a completely fair pathway with hard work and everything else that it takes to get where you can, you know, manage billions of dollars. What's the alternative? The Venus Project, government computers, automated politics, automated lawyers, a society that has no free will, where algorithms determine who receives and who does not from the government, the all-important. Those things are just, I don't know, some of the most fascinating questions that I have that and a lot of people just aren't talking about. It's not just, you know, groups and targets of individuals that are enemies of freedom, because there's plenty of those. There is plenty of, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's. I think of Barbara Boxer. I think of John McCain. I think of, you know, Boehner and all of these, you know, classic political elites. And, well, I'm not too impressed. And I don't think they're really that elite. But they are the alternative to freedom, to living dangerously. I hope you guys have a safe week living dangerously, being free. Humans here on planet Earth, and you are the alternative to all of the crap that we talked about tonight. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Go to blacklistedradio.com, the hub, the mothership for everything that you need to be part of this show, exclusive content, and more. And yeah, that's it. Bye.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joyn Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.